For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. The city of Hartford is planning changes around its new downtown baseball stadium. This once busy historic North End neighborhood now has a lot of vacant lots and boarded up buildings. Hartford, Connecticut residents are thinking about what should come next, what the area needs, and what might be lost. New England Public Radio's Heather Brandon reports.
Jada Henderson lives in Hartford's South End, but comes near the baseball stadium to shop at a beauty supply store. It's one of the few businesses in the area recently renamed Downtown North, which is missing a lot of other neighborhood basics.
Clothing places, more food places around here. Like, there's not really nothing to eat around here that much. Somewhere you can sit down and stuff.
Developers have until March 1st to submit plans for what they want to build on a number of pieces of land in the area. The city wants to see a mix of retail and housing in line with an original vision that so far hasn't panned out. For Henderson, the stadium itself is not all bad, especially since it used to be a parking lot.
I think that was a good thing to have over here. I think that was something to make the environment look more nicer.
But you have to pay to go to the stadium, and the baseball season lasts less than half the year. Henderson says she sees a lot of kids out on the street in this neighborhood and wonders if there's enough for them.
I think it should be like more activities or something so they can get out of the streets more. Like something that is fun for them.
Where do you kids go play at? Because the drug dealers done took here, took all the streets and the hoods.
Candy Easterling has seen this North End neighborhood change through the years. She says the drug dealing is much more out in the open now.
Where's their safe except for the Y? You gotta pay for that. That ain't free.
She says the new development could help with that and provide job opportunities, especially for young people.
It shouldn't be no reason for people to be hungry here and homeless. This Hartford, the capital.
Down the street is a thrift store in the San Juan Center, directly across from the ballpark. The door and its barred windows are painted bright blue. Deborah Stevens is inside helping out, visiting from Philadelphia. She says the new development offers a chance to help not just young people, but also seniors.
Maybe some sort of exercise programming, or maybe even some businesses that cater to low-income folks, because that's what this area is. So you have to go to the mall here to really shop, you know, if you don't have a car. You know, you have to ride like maybe two buses.
Behind the thrift shop, sitting in his office, is Fernando Betancourt. He runs the San Juan Center, a social service agency. He says it's almost neglectful that for more than 30 years, this formerly thriving area has been reduced to so many vacant lots.
You can see miles and miles where you don't have a potential cleaners, or you don't have a food, or you don't have grocery store. The need is huge.
And a little bit of new development, he says, will be a magnet for more business. On his corner of Main Street, Betancourt says he has a plan for more retail space on his first floor, and he wants to build apartments upstairs.
So there is a potential here to have a combination. Affordable housing, but also market rate, because we don't want to concentrate poverty or low income in any particular area. Is the opposite. We want to mix it up.
By mixing it up, he says, the neighborhood can attract more people who have money to spend. That might be part of any economic development plan, but it's also the thing that worries current residents and business owners. Marquand Lee thinks the city of Hartford is not paying enough attention to what the neighborhood says it needs.
Just because it's a positive fit to, I want to say, like the big guns, doesn't mean it's a positive fit for the neighborhood. Just because it's beneficial to the city, it might not be beneficial to the community around it.
And despite all its needs, Lee says the neighborhood is strong, with what he described as a lot of love inside the community. He just doesn't think people see that side of it. For New England Public Radio, I'm Heather Brandon.